Kuf Chaf Gimel Mabez were introduced to the world of Gzeres of Nechemya. That Nechemya introduced to Kanas of Muksa. The Shulchan Aruch Rav points out that it's a mistake to think this was the original tekan. This was the tekan of Muksa. Muksa is the Rabbanah. Because you have a Gemara in Shabbos, and that Dav Melech was nifter on Shabbos, and Shlomo Melech sent to the Chachamim, I may allow to move him on Shabbos. So that was a good 500 years before Nechemya was beginning of Bayis Sheni. So there clearly was a din of Muksa which existed before. It's not the Raisa, it's the Rabbanon. So the din of Muksa, the Tiltu Muksa, which existed in regards to a mace, we didn't buy a solution. So the Shulchan Aruch Rav brings that Raya, that this is not the original the Takana of Muksa. There is a Takana of Muksa which exists independent of this Takana. There's this new Takana that Nechemi introduced of answering as a form of rebooting Shabbos for them. And the Rishonim point out that he made the Takana, he put into the Takana that as it moves forward, we can remove these Yisurim. So I think we're just going to learn that the Hitira of Chazal Hitira wasn't necessarily Ayirei Nechemya. It was over a period of time, whatever that period of time was, they were matter the Yisurim. So Rishon Ha'Yomer Shlosh Kelim Nitolim B'Shabbos, that there's only these three Kelim where Nitolim B'Shabbos: the Mikshar Shal Tveila, Zum Alishterin, and Sakik Tana Shal Gabi Shulchan. Hitiru B'Chazav Hitiru B'Chazav Hitiru. Shomer Kol Kelim Nitolim B'Shabbos. Chutzin Emeser Gadol. V'Yosat Samach Reisa. The more as a Machloikis definition of Hitiru B'Chazav Hitiru B'Chazav Hitiru. Okay. The Ran on this Gemara. Because they said we should not bring Gilbert Kalim tell him Shabbos and these three things. Because they're approaching the Shabbos, Leitiru lehem the Talzel elagim akelam alavu, and then your Hitiru v'chazav Hitiru, and the Mora says that including the Hitiru v'chazav Hitiru was a klishim lachol leheter is mutter, klishim lachol lis is mutter, the tzar kufel the tzar makarma according to Rava, klishim lachol leheter is mutter and tzar kufel the tzar makarma and the chama letzel. He should have said it's mutter shalom the tzar klal. He said vice tuchah. He said that's not true. That milokamer v'chazav Hitiru legamri mashu the shalom the tzar klal is aser. Shekimish mitchila nesu kulon b'chol inyan chutz v'gimel alalu gimel kem alalu ein lano alamash Hitiru chachamim behem. So that's it. So you can't be matan more than that. B'chol matan yosim kain alav l'habi raya. If you want to, I hear that's an argument. Bring me a raya. There's another raya from the Moran Kuf of Dalit. Fine. So that's how the Ran says it. The truth of the Ran is being machriya leser. In other words, when he says if you want to prove that it's mutter alecha haraya, he means in other words, and there's no raya, so I'm not waiting. I'm not waiting with bated breath to find out what the raya is. It's assuming that it's us. So klisha malach to leheter also has a limit to what you're allowed to do with it, except for these three kalim, which they never asked. So there was original Takana Muksa, which was, we'll say for argument's sake, was Muksa Machmas Gufay. Kalim were not in that Takana at all. They became Prutzim in Hilchos Shabbos over the period of, let's say, Golus. Nechemya, when he wanted to read the Mechazik Shabbos, he limited Tiltal in a very, very significant way. And then slowly they were matter, but they were matter. Klisha malata, even klisha malata leheter were also gzeira. It's not doing muksa because how's a klisha malata leheter muksa? There's no, you say, well, you're not, it's not mukhan for Shabbos. If the definition of mukhan is mukhan, these things were mukhan. They're usable. Right? But we're saying that they're, so this gzeira is clearly not a din muksa. I mean, it parallels a din muksa, it creates an isher tiltal, but it's a totally different din. Okay, now they're only matter, it's lemaskana, the tarkufai, the sarach makamai, and mekhama letzel. But shlos are klalas also, and that's the Shulchan Aruch Paskins in Shin Ches. Shulchan Aruch Paskins that even a klishim lachal heter is also to move it shlos are klal. The Aruch Shulchan just says that doesn't really understand exactly what that means. Anytime you move something, obviously you're moving it for a reason. So that's called. Then he says, okay, but there's certain things that you're going to be mutter legamri. We'll get to that in a second. Zohar Chazon just says he doesn't cap the mitzvah, what the Mechaber is talking about, because obviously if you're moving it, you have a reason why you're moving it. Right? She says the case has to be a case the person is moving it. I once heard from a shear of a tape of a shear from Pinchas Atzal. So he said over a mice, I don't know who he's referring to. He said he was once walking with his Rebbe on Shabbos. I'm not sure who he refers to as his Rebbe. And in the middle of the, as he was walking, the Rebbe turns to him in a very sharp voice. He says, "What's tustu?" He wasn't doing anything. He says, "What's tustu?" So he got all like, you know, straight. So he said it over like with a very intense way. So apparently they were standing near a fence, and there was a gate at the end of the fence. He was moving the gate back and forth as he was standing. So the Rebbe said, "The voice and hand. What's with the hand? What's with your hands?" So he says, "Well, I don't know." He says, "On Shabbos, you have to train yourself that your hands don't move. Because your hands move, you're going to do something wrong. Those are things misasik baal man Shabbos. You can't just let your hands move." He wasn't thinking the fact that he's moving the gate back and forth. Like, you're playing with something. That's what Chazal asked. Hands aren't free for all on Shabbos. You have a reason to do something, you do something. Right? So if I can ask you afterwards what to do, you remember what you did means that was misasik. That's what Chazal asked. That's what the Shulchan Aruch Shulchan is learning in the Shulchan Aruch. But the Pasha of the Shulchan is asking even more than that. So there has to be a bona fide tzarach. How you define a bona fide tzarach, of course, that's going to be an issue. Then he says, Vaiter, the Ran says, Vaiter. But when it says over here, these three Kalim, it's loved after these three Kalim. The Tosfos already pointed out, it's loved after these three Kalim. Kosis, Koris, Tzuchis, Avada, Mutter, Fetiltel. It's loved after. Kisvei Kodesh, Va'ochlin, Mutter, Tatlan, Filashal, Tzarach, Klau. The Chazal never answered Kisvei Kodesh. The Chazal never answered food. So the Mishra Berurah, Behudan, Kosis, the Koris, the Tzuchis, the Sakan, Shal, Gabi, Yashulchan, the Tadir, and Betashmish, Lochol, Alayo, Teres, Mukse, Klau. So you're allowed to move on Filishal Tzarkla. But Yeshmach, you're by Filib Kalim Elu. And some are Machma even by these Kalim. And Mishabur says, who's that? So he says, Kimagodim. Where is it? Kin Mashmei Ramba. Right? So the Ramba in Perchafe says, a loss in which you can read it like that. Of course, it's debatable. Everything's debatable in the Ramba. He said, "Kol kli shemalat lehetter." It wasn't makalki any different, any exceptions. Our mutter, the tzarech, the kli, the tzarech gufay, the tzarech makayma. So the Magen Mishnah is medayik in the Rambam. Shein latatul shum kli shelo the tzarech klal. And the Rashi says also says like that over here, the Rashi Parakira. And he brings a raya from the Chesh on the Gemara. They don't have what to rely on. Okay. So that this is the Chor is clearly not a Denim Muksa. This is the Tekanas Chazal. So the next step is to figure out The more introduces klishim natal yisur, we have it introduced at the beginning of the parak that there's a head to start kibbutz b'sar makarmai. But now in kufam gimel beis, we're introducing that heter, that conversation in the context of gzeiras nechemya. So pashas klishim natal yisur, that which is you can't move it mecham on the tail, and you couldn't move it b'sar kufam b'sar makarmai, is all part of gzeiras nechemya. But be'etzem, it's not something which is be'etzem a mukzadik is it? So just give you there's a farish din by klishim natal yisur that once you, it's clear in the Gemara that once you pick it up, the sarach gufa, the sarach makarmai, mutla litul misham alanicha ba'ezem welcome shiirtza. So once you have a reason to pick it up, and it's in your hands, you can put it wherever you want. You don't have to say, as soon as I'm finished, kim shabi yadoi, the sarach gufa sarach makarmai, rishal tatlo yaisa. Okay. Then he says that comes a mug of rum. Who would then, if he was shachach and not lebiyadoi, he also let him in metal to dvaiter, even though the till was not the tzar kuvah tzar makom. Okay, Achrayim say the head only shayach a klishim latul yisur. Nabi muksim achmas gufa. Gra. Etc. So the going says this heter is dafka klishim latali yisur sheinu muksa. It's a grow in Yerudei Reis Samavav. There's actually a grow about it in Reis Samavav in Arachayim. So that's confusing, but both places Reis Samavav. But the lashon over here is much more clear. The dafka klishim latali yisur sheinu muksa shemutal lataltol v'sarku v'sarach makamai. Right, in that scenario there's no heter once it's in your hand you can keep going. That's but the Goyin is very explicit that the din of klishim latal heter shalot tzarich klishim latal iser the sarkum that mikama letzel that is was not an iser midinei muksa, that's an iser midinei gzeres tekanas nechemya, and when it's mutter, so then the happen that which you daik in the Gemara that sarkum sarach makarmai, once you let him be metalt the sarkum sarach makarmai, you let him keep being metalt it is a lacha by someone who's not muksa. So what's the lum? This is very simple. This betzim is a kli which you're not makbet on using for the tashmish. So you're not makbet on it. According to Shimon, you're not makbet on it. You have potential usages of it. So where's that sauce das? So it's mukhan for usage. So why can't you move it? Because I'll aser. So the Rama Takan, he brings it down. He says, so why is it aser? So the Gemara and Kuf of Dal on the base, which you got already, right? The Mor says it's because of Hitzah. So Rama brings on, that's one reason why Chazal asked and that's one reason. In other words, the Rama says you can't carry things out not in your hands. So theoretically, we'd love to have you in a situation where you have nothing in your hands, you won't by mistake carry anything out. But obviously, that's not realistic. Right? So you need to eat. Right? You need the kemish and tatamatashmish. So we those we allowed you to have in your hands as much as, you know, whatever. Certain things. We limit how much you can have in your hands. All being a goal of to limit that you shouldn't come to it. So then he says, and klishim atal yisur, they asked him because you might come to the malacha with it. So it's this is nothing to do with the issue of mukhan, not mukhan, all the conversation which I had until now. That fits very nicely with Tosfos. The Tosfos said before that the Tosfos said before to prove that Rav Shimon, even though he doesn't hold a muktzah, klishim not the lister, that it's also the metalto mechama letzel. But now, after mitzar kubas are mechama with the shoyim, mechama letzel the murder of Shimon the aser, right? And that goes like Rav Shimon, etc. So that's also. So what's that about? That's pashas. That's because this is not, like the Goyen says, that's not a muksa de gedin. Because we said muksa, Rishim said that's not muksa. Right? Yeah. So the Ritva Chadashim, which is really the Ritva Hayashonim, right? The real Ritva, right? As opposed to something which people call the Ritva, wasn't really Ritva. Kufa Dalma Beis speaks it up ahead. This is not a din muksa. And if even Rav Shimon agrees to it, this is a different din. Because there you might come to do something wrong with it, etc. So. So we understand, and one of the rises is the fact that Klisha Matala Hector, where's the mux over there? That clearly has to be a Tekana. Right? Fine. The Akhraidim bring over here, the Tosis Ritz is not like that. Tosis Ritz over here on the Kukuk Gulam Bay, it says this whole issue that the Klisha Malat al Isser is also Mechamel and Sale, that's all like a Behuda. According to Shimon, it's Mutter. So he's learning it's a Din Muksa. Right? So it's a Din Muksa, so Shimon doesn't hold a Muksa. And you have to cash him out. So according to him, what was the kanas? What exactly was the kanas of Chemia? But that he assumes every partial like that. Rashi is more confusing. Where Rashi stands in this. I want to point out, and the Mishnah over here, Rabbi Yossi Yomer Kolo Kalim Tolim Chutzin and Meser Gadol Yossi Shemach Reis. So in the Sadi, the Ginyan and Gemara you have the Mishnah Shem Mishnah is Lesa Rabbi Yossi Yomer. Chayin Mucha the Kamon the Daf Kuflam Zayin Ayin Shom. So the more over the Mishnah, the more over here. That's designed this Mishnah like Rav Shimon. So the flow of the Gemara is much. This is not Rav Yossi's personal din. This is Rav Shimon talking. So Zok Rashi, Kol Kemi told him, I feel Malat and Liyisr. So who's that? It's not Rav Yehuda. Must be Rav Shimon. And still it says Chutzin and Master Gadol. It's a Raya. Murder Rav Shimon by Muktzamach. So Soren Kis Rav Shimon is murder. That's what Rashi catches in the Gemara. The Gemara says even though Rav Shimon doesn't hold a Muktzah, but Soren Kis he does hold of it. That's not our Mishnah. Kol Kelim we told him B'Shabbes, except for the Master Gadol Yosef Shemach Reisha. So how do you know Rav Shimon? So Rashi, because Kol Kelim they told him it's even Klishim not the Yisser. So who's that? It has to be Rav Shimon. And still he says he's murdered by Soren Kis that it's us. So Rashi's learning that we're talking that our Mishnah is saying a heter on a klisha malat al yisr that it's mutter, and it has to be Rav Shimon. Well, if according to Tosis, Rabbi Huda says that klisha malat al yisr is mutter sarkuba sar makarim and also mekam al itzel, and Rav Shimon says the exact same thing. So what do you say the Mishnah is Rav Shimon? So Elamai, the Pashas and Rashi is learning that the Mishnah is saying it's the Tolem, the Sar Gufay, the Sar Makaymai, Micham Alatzel, maybe the Sar Chlau. So who's that? It's not a Yehuda. That's Rav Shimon, and you see Rav Shimon is somewhat by Muslim Chassarin Kis. Unless you want to say, which would be a bigger Kiddush, I'm not sure which one was a bigger Kiddush, that according to Behuda, you talk, can't move the Tzark Kufor or Tzark Mekamah. Rav Shimon talk agrees that Mekamah Litzel is also. It's called Hematolim, and the Mishnah means the Tzark Kufor Tzark Mekamah, which is more says that you learn like that, right? But that's all like Rav Shimon. According to Yehuda, even Sarkuba Sar Makarim is awesome. Because Klish Matal is there. So you hear Maksa Dasimit. That's, I guess, that's an option I'll learn also. But that, I don't know which way you're, either way, you're creating an interesting thought process and this, you know, we're saying from the Behuda Klishimat the list is Taka Osir the Sarkuba Sarman Karmoy, and Hashim is Mat the Sarkuba Sarman Karmoy, not Mecham on the sale. Or the Behuda holds the Sarkuba Sarman Karmoy, but not Mecham on the sale, or Shalos Arklau, and Hashim is Mat even Mecham on the sale and Shalos Arklau. So one of those two, you're going to have to end up with Kardi Rashi, learning up the Cheshbon in the Mishnah. There's a Rashi Kuf of Dalam and Beis, which is mashma like that second shot. Mecham Litzel, behold, Amir Eliezer, Afshal Tamara, Dabar Shem Lata Lister, Lekam Man the Shrei Mecham Litzel. There's nobody holds that's mutter. What do you mean? I just tell you, Rashi holds that's mutter. But I said some Rashi that, no, nobody holds that. So we have to learn that Rashi is learning that. According to Yehuda, even Sarkuba Sarbakarma is awesome. It's muksa. It's a kli which is primary use is liyasur. That's basically Yehuda's thought process, right? That even though there's a possibility of using it for other things, you don't think about that. It's, if its primary function is not a normal usage for Shabbos, you're maksadasim it. And Rosh Hashanah says, no, you never maksadasim because you might want to have a usage out of it. So kli shemalat liyasur fits very nicely into that thought process. According to Yehuda, says, excuse me, you know, I have a pen, right? So I'm not gonna move a pen. I have a use for a pen in Shabbos, so I might want to use it as a place marker in my safer. I might want to use it. There's a light breeze. I'll use it to put the cover hold on to a piece of paper. It shouldn't blow away. I don't know. So Yehuda says, I'm sorry. You don't think about those things. It's primary use. It's not mukhna for Shabbos, so it's mukhna. So mukhna, you can't move it. Period. Rav Shimon says, no. You never max a das in potential usages. Right? So, Adarab, but this whole din of Sarkuba Samakama is only according to Rav Shimon, not according to Yehuda. That's a possibility also to learn. And that the Chara has to, if you want to shim the Rashi and Kuf Nazayan to the Rashi, Kuf Chavdala, that you're going to have to learn. Okay. But now, let me ask you, according to Rav Shimon, then why is Mecham Litzel Osir? That has to be a Gzeir. Has to be a Tekana. Because it's not Muksa, it's not Muksa. So we're going to end up with that pshat either way. The din of Mecham Litzel, according to Rav Shimon, that it's Osir, if you're where we're learning right now, even in Rashi's pshat, that's a Tekana, that's because of the Gzeir's Nechem. Okay, so far so good. So we basically presented that Klishim Lata Leheter has limitations. That has to be Gzeres Nechem. It's not the Muksa. All right, and the Rambam came along, and there might be some exceptions. The Rambam says there's no exceptions. No Kalim and Muksa. End the conversation. Eichlin, yeah. Mashkin, Kisser Kodesh, yeah. Nothing else. Kaisis, Kardis, Tzuchias, right? Not mutter. What's called a valid tzarech? Debatable. What's that? That's not the muksa. That's the chumash chachamim. Don't touch things on Shabbos. The less you touch, the less you move, the less you're going to care. Klishim latal iser. The same type of thought process. Batsim, it's mukhan for Shabbos, it's usable, there are many uses out of it, etc. Chasar and kiss, like you've been saying now, that. It's not takan amuchan. That's takan amuchan dekadin. If you look at the lashon of the chayotim seems to understand that, not like this. Chayotim seems to understand the lashon. You're maksadas from krisum lafalister because you don't. You're maksadas from it, and that's why you can't move the you can't move a mecham alitzel. Mishabura raises a shaila. You know, prima gadim shaila. A kli which is malachtoi l'isser or l'heter. So how do you what do you do with that?
So because the eraser you're allowed to be more for it,
So near the Afka, so it's Ayin Shabura in regards to Kedera. Kedera goes under the umbrella of a Kli Shemalachtai Le Isser. If it has a food inside of it, that's like before, that's a different hat. But if it's not, it's a Kli, it's Kli Shemalachtai Le Isser.
Okay, well, keep it for now.
Right, so he says because the law that says because in general the primary usage of a kedera. Why am I not funny? It's Rima Gadam Shazov, that something which has both the usage of the Tzarek Guva and the Tzarek Itzer and the Tzarek Isser and the Tzarek Hatter, you go Basar Rav Tashmish, whatever the Rav Tashmish is. So Kedera, Mastama, that's Rav Tashmish, etc.
Yeah,
what's that? Yeah. And you? Yeah, I wanted like a class required that I could learn seriously. Is that more what I'm saying? Yeah. That's the case. There, the ikra the nasa latavsha. Directly, the ishtamish bar the shnehem. Rashi lister mishtamish bar yoser. And all the maksid item is minay. So yasuya the malechus heter gamke b'sarchi. That's the bir lachas question. So he says, in a case where a pot, where it's very clear the purpose of a pot is for cooking. And yeah, and the derech is that, you know, many times after you cook, you leave the food in the pot. But it's no shayla. I ask you, what's the purpose of this pot? The purpose of the pot is for cooking. That's kli shem latalis. But if I have a kli, which has two usages, it happens to be that you happen to do the iser usage more than the heter usage.
I
know. Who said that's called klishim latal yisur? Because who said you're maksad asumit? That's a fascinating lashon of the Shabura, right? So he's learning the klishim latal yisur because you're maksad as. Well, why should we maksad as? I understand what some of the primary usage is, sir. And agav, I also use it for heter agav that. So that's not a shayla. I'm maksad as because that's its primary use. But if it has two primary uses, I use one 60% of the time, one 40% of the time. Hekadei say maksad as with tzarechin. So the Mishabura seems to be learning the lum that the klishim latal yisur is because you're maksad as. So he says, I don't know why you're maksad as over here. Hekadei see. That seems to be the and that lashon betzim comes off of the chayyadim says you're maksadas because it's matalish you're maksadas. Who said you're maksadas over here? So that's an interesting thought process to think about such a lashon over there.
Okay,
so I'm maksadas from tiltal from usage. Maksadas from usage because it's klishim matalish. So it says if the hetadika usage is a normal usage and it's not second, practically it might be less used less times, and I know that, but it, the other that's a normal usage of it, which it's ruggled totter, so mehechadesi.
Even according to how we would say lach kolamasi kamal, you're still not to pass.
He's saying it should be mutter even mechamal itzel.
No, I understand what I'm saying, but he's being regal on what he's saying, what he holds by regular klishim latal yisur. That's the reason why it's
because of haksua.
Right, so I'm saying, but you're makta, and yet you can use that with kama. What is?
So what's that lomdus? Okay, so if you're learning like this, that we're saying that there is potentially something which you're maksadas, but still there's some heter to be metaltalit. Or according to Shimon, you're not maksadas, so there's some ways of making it also to be metaltal. So But that's not Gzeres Lechemin. This is the regular din of Haktsah. Or alternatively, that's exactly what Lechemin was Mechadish. So what is that? It doesn't seem to fit into our regular kolam. Add one more kinetz to the question. So there's a heter sarach makayma. Now, the chara, if the discussion over here is, we're saying, you know what? We discussed last time a musig of a partial haksah. We discussed the musig that maybe your maktadas from tiltal, the lumnus of something which is a klishim latal heter, but you never move it. So you maxedas from tiltal, not maxedas from the stamshes, because the klishim latal heter, but maxedas from tiltal, and that's called haksah. So we're saying, you know what, there's a new type of haksah, better than klishim latal iser. So I don't really plan to use it. But in the back of my mind, I say, you know what, why not keep an eye on the possibility of other usages? So if it's something which is mamash, primarily klishim latal iser, I forget about it. I said that wrong. The Kabbalah Shabbat has this suffix, but even klishim latal iser, I don't forget about it totally. We pass like Rav Shimon. So in the back of my mind, you know, I'm saying, you know, you never know. So Sarkuf, I get. What's the Sarkuf Makarma? Sarkuf for the Pshat is, I keep in mind, I might want to use it for something. So I'm not, it's Mukhan for that purpose. Sarkuf Makarma is a very interesting thought process. I'm not really using it for anything. You say, I'm not planning to use the kli, therefore, Batsim, it's muksa to some extent. The Mishabur is contemplating it's muksa to some extent. You can't move a Mechamel Etzel. I'm not making an Isser Mechamel Etzel. I'm keeping in mind the possibility of, you never know, you might need it. So, okay, good. So now, you know what? So I'm not maksadas in that possibility. But since the primary use is not like that, so there's some level of haksah, so you can't move it just down. So Sarma Karma, so with the more has a machlokes is what the Sarma Karma is mutter. Right? And the bias says it's taka asur. Rabba says, what do you mean? The Sarma is mutter. Like, what do you mean? They don't come across the Sarma is mutter. Like, I mean, I know we passed like Rabba, but like, I, you know, what taka was the bias swara? So we hear the bias swara. So is the machlokes Rabba and Abaya whether it was the kanas Nakamura or was it in Haktos Das? Yeah, I don't like those type of swords, but it's something to think about.
It's probably seen as being a chelik of Gufo. I mean, is Rebbe just asking how are we able to see that? Is there...
No, I, and
if it was a chilek of Tzarek Gufo, so then it's just a question about what does the word Tzarek Gufo encompass? And then Rav is saying it's a posh, of course it doesn't include Tzarek Magoma. That's what I thought.
That's a Rashi.
I understand. Okay, now let's hold that for a second. There's a chilek in the Balamor and the Rashi. You put that in the Marmar Kamis, the Balamor and the Rashi, right? The Rashi was over here, the Rashi was later on. The Balamor is later on in Kuf Nandalit. Balamor introduces a musik of a kli shemalachtoi leiser, which is not chasar and kis, but it has no other usage.
I don't put
that. What?
I don't put that in yet. Because actually, we're doing that tomorrow.
Aha. Okay. Kufadal. Right. Okay. So there's a machlok later on. He wants to know. You have a kli shemalachtoi leiser, and you have practically there's nothing to do with it. There's no other usage. There's no hetedika usage.
Like a stoffel.
Right, so you're not. It's not chasar and kiss. You're not makbed miyachem mokim. You don't mind, but practically you're not going to do anything else with it. Are you allowed to move at the sarach makayim? So the Balamor is medayik and the Gemara later on kuf nadala that it's also that the heter of sarach makayim is a talad of the heter of sarach gufa. Now, if you understand that the thought process is a thought process of haksah, it makes a lot of sense. Right? So, klishim alat aliyasir, you're not maksadah, some other tashmishim. So, it's not really muksa. So, therefore, you're allowed to move it. And, okay. I get it. Now, why Mechamel tells us you have to be mazer the next step, right? But if I have something which it's klishim lato liyser, and apparently I have no tzarek gufay, so then I'm not keeping my mind on it. I'm taka mesiach dasumet. So now it's taka also to move. So he's learning that the heter of tzarek makaymoi is a tailor of the heter of tzarek gufay. Right? Comes on the Rashba says mehechatesi. Right? That's not pshat. He said that's not true. And he says it a few places. The Ramban over here, the Rashba says it. The Ramban before in the third paragraph says it in Daf Mem Dalet. That the heter of tzarek makaymoi is not totally in the tzarek gufay. I don't need a tzarek gufay to be matzah tzarek makaymoi. So in the world of the Tekunas Chazal, you know, and we're arguing that Chazal came along and they asked her moving Kalim, and then they decided to reinstate a heter to move Kalim. Means there was some point in time they needed to protect Shabbos to the point that, you know, just stop touching Kalim, please. Just get everything out of your hands. Okay, you know what? We got more careful with Shabbos, and we can be matured again. So Rava says a good nice argument to me, but what's the difference? So, well, there's no tzarek gufay. What is the difference? Tzarek makaymoi should be also. What does one do with the other? So it's interesting. We had a gemara back on Memvav, which might be a. So the gemara says the story of the Rabbi Ikla the Bei Rava. His feet were dirty. He put his thing on the bed. Rabbi got upset. He said to chaper him a little bit. My time of the rabbi, the beer, some tivah, shrugged the nefta, and Charlotte the tule. Why are you allowed to move shrugged the nefta? She says, because the toil of Chazil Ksibe Mana, it has a tashmish. She said, Torah's also have a tashmish. No, but this has a Torah's Kli that doesn't have Torah's Kli. So it's pretty fair. Shigamor, you have Torah's Kli, you also need a tree Chazil Ksibe Mana. You need to have a tashmish. The heter of kli isn't a heter. The heter of kli is only in conjunction with the fact that you have what to do with it. So now I understand. Shrug it and after it, since it's a kli, and you have what to do with it, you're not maksadasis. You're supposed to move it. Tsaris, which are bats and muksas, so I don't care whether you have what to do with it. It's irrelevant. And Amilo Tanya, Hashir Manizomim, with the boss, Rehen Kikola Kelim, and Itolim Bechatzer, right? Even though it's also lost his behem, and Tosfos says we're talking about the mandar which holds they're also even to wear bechatzer. So they have their, you can't wear them. You still ought to move them. My Tom, halvi kataris kliyale, hachanami halvi kataris kliyale. Amar Nachman Yitzchok brich rachmanet like sife rava the Rav Avia, fine, beautiful. So. The Balamor doesn't bring this right. The Kharidim tells this Gemara to the Balamor. So Rashi doesn't have to learn that the Gemara was Chayzer. The Gemara said the reason is because Ksei Emona. He said, well, what about Tsaris? Ah, you're right. It's because it's a Kli. And not because it's Chazal Ksei Emona. Like you see over there by the Shirman Izamim, they don't really have any other usage. What do you use Takshitim for other than wearing them? And you can't wear them. Chazal Ashid wearing them. Even Bechotzer. Even means even Bavayas. So they're useless. We got to move that. Means because Kalim, even though it's something which you're attacking out of moving Shabbos, wear on Shabbos, you have nothing to do with it. It's mutter to move it. Ah, so the Rashi said, the more it's being chayzer, you don't. I said, the reason why I'm allowed to move Tachshitim is because I might use it as to stop up my bottle. I'm not going to use my jewelry to stop up a bottle. Even though it's not Chasar and Kiss, but. You know, that doesn't mean I'm just going to use it for anything. What usage do we have for Shimon Azaman? So that's going to be the Shaka Taya. I mean, the Balmors have to learn Shimon Azaman do have other usage. That seems to be the Shaka Taya to Gemara. So the more introduces the story here because it has Taras Kli. So means even though it has no usage, there's a mile of Taras Kli which is Matar for Tiltal. So leaving the Chemia behind for a second, the original Zakana. Mace was included in the Tzakana. We'll assume that Avonim, different things were included in the Tzakana as well. Kalim weren't included in the Tzakana. Can you see that Chaim came along and said, you know what? No Kalim. Klishmat al-Isser, Klishmat al-Heter. So what was before Nechemia? There's Muksa, there's Dira Muksa. the kelim weren't included. So that's what the Rashi says. That the more this is, kli is different. Kli is intrinsically different. So what's the lumps of kli is intrinsically different? This is okay. This is the part I wanted to get to. Right? If Yesod Muksa is that it has to be Mukhan, the whole Nakuda of a Kaili is it something which is made for Tash Mishana. So there's something which is Muksa Machlis, it's a Kaili which is Mias, so I'm Maxadasim it. There's Kaili Skornkis, I'm Maxadasim it. Right, there's things which I'm going to. They're for Skara, I'm Maxadas. I put it on Oitz, I don't want to plan to use it now, I'm Maxadas. But the starting point of Kli is Be'etzem, something which is made for Tashmish Adam. It's Be'etzem Amucha. That's what it's made for. And you need a Haksor to make it Muksa. Avon and Saris, those type of things all the way around. They're Be'etzem not Mucha. They're Be'etzem not Roy to use. So that's what Chazal came along based on the pasuk v'chinu, which is a smachta. He said, "I'm sorry, things have to be mukhan for tash b'shadu. That's the yisod of Shabbos. Part of Shabbos is that the and I tell you from the Pirkei Avot says the ikur jerusha over there of v'chinu is the gabi hishtamshus. Tiltel was now the Tiltel was also a place already because the Shah was moving the mace. So it wasn't a question of Mishamshus. Shlomo Melech wants to know: can I move David Melech who died? He's made. He's not using the mace. So clearly, the Isra of Mishamshus already was around the way. The Isra of Tiltel was in place already. But the Iker Pasuk Bechino Shavu was a Pasuk in the Gabi Ishtamshus. So that which the Gemara in Beya and Daf Kimel and Beya says Mashma that Muksa is more Chomer and we deal with Safak Muksa, Safak Mukhan, the Chomra, that's by Ishtamshus, Prima Gadim says. But not the Gabi Tiltu. Because that taka has an asmachta. An asmachta is more chomer. But even the din of Tiltul is coming off the din of Hechinu. Like Rashi said. Rashi discussing, you know, in the Kuf and Daf Chavav, that's really discussing even Tiltul is Vechinu. To move something in Shabbos, it has to be Mukhan. The Yesod of a definition of a Kli, by definition, means it's Mukhan. It's made for usage. Avodim and Tzaras are not made for usage. So, you need to do something to make them Mukhan. Kalim, you need to be Maksadas to make them not Mukhan. The Mechonis in Rav Shimon and Rav Yehuda is, are you Maksadas or not? Rav Shimon is what about Avodim and Tzaras because there is all the way around. There you need a intent to use to make it Mukhan. That Stamdas, you don't have that intent. Right? Rav Shimon just says that all these things which I'm starting with Kalim and Amuksu. Because I'm not Maksadas, because you never know how it might come out. So I'm not Maksadas. Be'etzim they're Mukhan, and I need the Maks, I'm not Maksa. Shur Shimon, less they Muksa. Rehuda is they Muksa. But Kalim start being Mukhan, and you need to be Maksa. They're not arguing by Muksa Machmas Gufay, because that's not the discussion over there. It's not about the whole of Muksa or not. Over there, it's not Mukhan. I don't have to be Maksa. They're arguing whether you're Maksa. Over here, they're arguing the other way around. So I think our sugya over here is introducing it to us. Now, came along Gzeres Nechem and said, you know what? We're going to ask the Kalim. So, whoa! Awesome din. We're going to ask the Kalim. Now, we could ask the Kalim by saying, it's Gzeres Kalim, end the conversation. Nothing to do with Muksa Batsim, it just parallels Muksa in regards to Tiltul. Like you're saying, just don't touch. Or we're coming along and we're arguing that we're going to, as it were, discuss some levels of haksah. You know what? Even a klish malatel heter, you don't really plan to move it to the shalot tzarech. You're maksadas in that. Okay, I'm sorry, you can't move it. Klish malatel iser, you might use it for a valid purpose. Tzarech kusar makom as mutter, but not bechamal letzel. It's levels of haksah. So that's what we have maybe, you know, diukim according to the Gro, the Mishabura, according to the Mishabura one way, according to the Gro the other way. Kvegar says like the Gro also. The Chayotim seem to say like the Mishabura. Okay. But, and you know, which will play out some nafkaminas lemaisa. But I think it's introducing that So let me just give you, just bear with me one more minute. So the more Nomad Aleph, the more it discusses that we is the same Kli of Tumah and the same Kli of Shabbos of the Toli Zebizeh. Right? So Abaye says, well, what is the other one? Tumah is the Kli Maisa Binan. And Shabbos, meaning the Chasi Binan. So Abaye says that by Shabbos, anything which is functional for usage is a Kli. Very, very simple. By Tumah, there's halachas, you know, go make Kli with Kalim and not consider Kalim until you fit you're ready to use it. You're planning to put a painting on it, you know, to paint it up. After. It's not makabel Tumah. It's mamash ready to use. It's ready to use. Not makabel Tumah. That's halacha in something which becomes Kli Maisa, pasuk Kli Maisa, etc. Rava says no, they go together. Even Tosfos, like Rava, it's not really mamash the same. I once heard in a shir from Herschel Schechter, he said over B'Shem Rav Soloveitchik, a yisur which I mentioned to you before, that by the Rabbanans, you know, because also called the tikkun, came the Raisa tikkun, means we have a reason why we make the comments, whatever the reasons are. But once we make them, we need to find some process in the Raisa which works for us to follow the rules. So that's what I was arguing. You know, Kaylee is different. I got it. Well, where does the Torah define Kaylee? The only place it defines Kaylee is by Tumah. So I have to follow the column of Tumah. I don't have a choice. And even that, Torah says it's Lav Dafka. You know, it's not mamish to say. But Abaye's argument is the lumness of Kaylee was the Chazal were magder up front that the nature of a Kli is its Mukha Matash Vashodim. The Mela doesn't, it never goes into the Sugyas HaMuksa. Until you're max of that. So it's sucked about you. This is a Kli. It's functional. So let's read the last thing over here. So some things get, you know, some things are black and white. Some things are not so black and white. So he has over here, the last question he asked from Shlomo Zalman was, Binyan Hagdara Shem Kli. So he said, "Mistarbish Hashum Dover Shetashmisha Hu Rak LaPam Achas Bovad Nechshel L'Kilin Yin Shabbos." L'Chei Nimim Kitosh On the Yor K'Doyma Dinim K'Klisha Melata L'Hatter Tissues. Right? The Mor says Eitzim are Sheb Tashmishim Hu Kiloi Meha'olam V'Doyma L'Maychol. Oyklam are consumed. That's a different type of usage. That's the word means that wood is used to be consumed in a fire. And since I can't use it for the male, why isn't wood a Kli? It's the hechatips of how you make a fire. It has a tash for Shodom. But, so that's a good question. I mean, like the Morse, so if I want to move an eight, the Morse, you can't take a piece of wood to use it to support the door. Because it's muksa. Why we're talking about eitzim, which I'm using for a sukkah. So they're not avadim and tzoros, they have no usage. They're useful. I don't know, but I use them to make fires. Why is that a kli? Because they're consumed. It's an oichel. So you can't give it a shame kli. So it says, well, a tissue also gets consumed. It doesn't really get consumed. I use it, and then I throw it out. That's a kli. Okay. Just interesting, you know, we don't think about it. You know, there's one of these stencils which came out, Bechayev of Rebbe Meir. They put out a stencil called Taras Rebbeinu. And over there he has a tshuva discussing the halacha. Are you allowed to use paper towels on Shabbos because you're destroying a kli?
Yeah, good.
Paper towels are kli. And as you're using it, you're destroying it. So it's the sort of size of kli. So why isn't that a problem? And we don't think about that, but it's a good question, you know. So no, it's not a kli. So it's what is it? So why are you allowed to use the plow? Why is it want to remove? So Teretz is like Rambam saying that these things are made for tash rishonim. Automatically they're a kli. And I have to handle the next question: is that a kli which would be prohibited to use because I'm destroying it? That's not mistarba that they asked it. And he brings his raya. Is why I haven't seen the that kutra since I left Tells. It's not really in print. Actually, Rav Einemar had 1 second. Rav Einemar had a copy of it. When I went to Rav Einemar's library, I saved the copy for Yeshiva. It must be in the trailer. Okay.